This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Hill weighs in on Donald Trump being cuffed tomorrow. That's what he's saying is going to happen to him. Meanwhile, a veteran Cuban player defected during the World Baseball Classic. How often do you hear about defections? Not too much in recent times. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be here, the skipper of this ship in some choppy waters here on America Tonight. I say choppy waters because, once again, it is atmospheric rain that is smashing into California. Wow. You know, I was looking at how much snow they've gotten in California. I'm going to talk about that in our next hour. It's an insane amount. It really is. There's no great adjective for it. But water equally is disturbing when you look at Cali and the new buzzword. It's a word nobody wants to hear about. And once again, there's the danger of mudslides and power outage because of trees going down. So that's all coming the way weather-wise of California, and they've really, really been hit with it in a big way. Meanwhile, on the East Coast, the sargasm, do you know what it is? It's not a funny word for sarcasm or any play on that whatsoever. It's a raft of brown seaweed drifting across the Atlantic. It's projected to hit more beaches earlier than ever this year, and there's a whole bunch of it. Remember when you used to walk on the beach, whether you had to drive hours or not, and it was a big deal, and your family took you there? I know some of you experienced that. And there would be seaweed on the beach, and it would kind of smell a little weird, but it was rare, and you would only see it once in a while. Now it's becoming all too familiar. This is very strange. If you're going to Florida, you got to check for red tide, which means lots of dead fish wash up on the beach, and for this sargasm belt, because you could really find that there's too many mats of brown seaweed washed up on the shore after floating for months in the ocean that flat out just stinks like rotten eggs that will ruin your time. I hate to be a Debbie Downer as we crack open the mic, but coming off of spring break and some people heading into some sort of a spring break, it's a real bummer for so many people that find themselves in that position. All right, so Donald Trump, the former president, is it true he's saying he thinks that he's going to be arrested? In fact, in New York, they're so worried about any kind of a protest, they've set up barriers already. You have the House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, who is saying this is ridiculous. It's about a bookkeeping error. That's all we're talking about here. And what am I referring to? The House, as I said, Judiciary Chair put it that way. But what it's about is Stormy Daniels and what happened right before the 2016 presidential election. So at a GOP retreat in Orlando, Florida, this is a little bit of what they're actually reacting to. And the Ohio Republican wasn't the only one talking about Trump's possible arrest with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, where you think about it's been about a year that the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, initially said there wasn't enough evidence to indict Trump in the Stormy Daniels case. And now something has changed. And what some of the Republicans are saying, it's just politics. That's what's changed because he's announced he's running for president again. And Shazam, here we are. The DA is being very quiet about it, just saying that they're pursuing justice wherever justice takes them. But a grand jury has been assigned to the Trump Daniels case. And on Monday, the jury was hearing testimony from a lawyer named Robert Costello. Costello is supposedly going to supply, or did supply, the testimony that could rebut the Manhattan DA's star witness Daniels and former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who was also called to be heard. So what is the main issue? Let's just cut to the chase. And Donald Trump himself said he expects to be arrested. The main issue between the Manhattan DA's office and the former president involves $130,000 as a payment from Trump to Daniels during that 2016 election cycle in exchange for her staying quiet about an alleged affair with Trump a decade earlier. So they're following the money, according to the DA, and it's about campaign finance. Was there a campaign finance violation? So, as I mentioned, this is what's being rolled out. Riot gear for police because of possible unrest. So there's been some barriers set up near the courthouse in Lower Manhattan, and a lot of people on edge waiting to see if, in fact, there is some kind of an arrest made or not. And there wasn't much that leaked out about, and it shouldn't have, about what happened at the grand jury. So this is one of those, wow, it could be a super big Tuesday for the former president. And he's the one who's calling it, saying that he expects that to happen. And what happens if he is? Remember, he's got Secret Service detail and all of that. And there's going to be some protests. And of course, the former president called for those protests for people to rally around him if that should happen. And there is a small possibility of it, a very small possibility that that could happen. Meanwhile, six Oath Keepers were convicted in connection with the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Yes, that's not over with. There's still a lot of people that are being processed through the justice system. Four of the defendants were found guilty on all of the charges they faced, including conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, conspiracy to prevent a member of Congress from doing their duty, destruction of government property, rather, and civil disorder. So these are high-level convictions, and it's another win, the Justice Department says, for them, because it's been years in bringing consequences against people who they say plotted for violence at the Capitol that day, which, of course, is the largest criminal investigation in the Justice Department's history. And there still is a push-pull over more of the specifics of what happened on January 6th. So there are more people that are being prosecuted. There are more defense lawyers who are moving for mistrials, especially when they look at video clips and things that have been put together in some of the cases. So this, stay tuned, is far, 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 my friends, from over. You might be betting on basketball games, legally, of course, because in this country there is a lot of sports betting going on. But the good old bracket is alive and well, whether you're doing the virtual office thing, even if you're retired, you might be someone's aunt, uncle, mother, father, cousin, whatever, because everybody tries to get family members involved because they want that extra $5 to build up the pool. So is your bracket busted or not? We're going to go to the man cave in a couple of segments. Plus, my pal Joanne Butler talking about some pretty sweet deals. If you've got presents to get, ooh, I got some cheap good ones for you at the tail end of the show. Hang with us.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Kind of rhythm reminds me so much of sitting on a beach that is not filled with sargassum that is washing up on the east coast of Florida. Meanwhile, as we continue to motor through this first hour of America Tonight, people in other places, you know, I mentioned briefly the fact that we got another atmospheric rain slamming into California, Los Angeles, Northern California, trees coming down, power problems, concerns about all of that, mudslides on the mind of many, because that's usually what happens when the ground is too soaked up in certain areas. You got cracked dry earth in parts of Arizona. Our friends listening to us in Arizona, great state, beautiful place to go and visit. Tucson, always, always on my mind. KVOI, lots of listeners there and a lot of people in the Phoenix area as well. But I'll tell you what, I was looking at what the situation is like in Scottsdale. And first of all, what's happening is because of water problems, people are taking short showers in some areas. And as I saw a headline and read it, paper plates is the norm. And there was a sign that I saw in a city close to Scottsdale. Someone actually sent me this. And then I saw it in some publication where it said, beware, buyer beware, no water in Rio Verde. Right? So it's beautiful, the Arizona desert. But when it's cracked dry and you're living near it and you can't get that supply of water that you normally would get from the Colorado River that has now been dry for way too long, it's drying up, drying up, drying up. This is a serious, serious drought. When you don't have a way, you don't have access to wells, when you have tanker loads that are coming in this particular town from Scottsdale, which has its own problems, this is just a ripple effect of what's happened with the Colorado River, right? And that supply, the Colorado River supply, normally courses through seven states and even Mexico, really feeding people the wet stuff of up to 40 million. So when you've got one of the biggest rivers shrinking, and when the snow is melting more quickly because of higher temperatures and more is lost to what we would call evaporation, yikes. I mean, here's where they would love to have more rain, right? So people get faced with, you're going to be taxed, you're going to be hit with a higher consumption cost. It's going to go up and it's going to go up and it's going to go up for you. And there are going to be people that are going to deliver water to you. But how much is that going to cost? And it's going to be a lot more because they got to fill up tankers that they can't fill up, right? And then it's the cost of the gasoline and everything else for them to haul it to you. So in Maricopa, for example, Maricopa County, they're really looking at what are the solutions to this, because we're butting heads with a lot of different people, and a lot of people are moving to Arizona. That's a great place for some to retire. And also, there are people that are just choosing to move there, seeking the sun and getting away from extreme snow or tougher conditions, let's say, in the upper Midwest. But boy, then they're greeted with the, geez, we don't have any water. You know, what are we going to do? I can remember decades ago being in Spain. I was in Spain. It was like a song to go to Spain, right? I mean, seriously, our money like was triple. So it was easy to go to school there for a little bit. Yeah, I took a couple semesters there. And despite my crappy Spanish, which I was told, don't worry, people speak English, which was not true. I learned along the way because I had to. But regardless of that, everywhere I looked, I was in a major city, Madrid, there were signs about the water and the water shortage and giant posters of dripping faucets telling you to preserve the water. And you were lucky if you could even get a glass of water somewhere when you didn't go into restaurants and get automatically served water. And like I said, that was decades ago. And it reminds me of this situation for some in Arizona, and life with no water is no fun, my friends. And we know that from disasters, because what is it that people want? You know, clothing, water, when they're handing out food and water, that's what it's about. It's about bottles and bottles and bottles of water that people need to survive. So it's something to think about, because this is a story, as we talk about on this show, what are the things that affect you and me? And for our neighbors in those areas, I mean, that's seven states, and we're starting to see that, you know, grow and grow and grow and grow. All right, taking a wild turn in a much different direction. It's interesting to look at what Putin just did. Putin decided to visit Mariupol, of course, in Ukraine, and he's being mocked by a lot of people because he used a body double, right? The body double looked just like him, unless you looked really close at a picture, because there were people that were trying to zero in on his face, and the chin was a little bit different. So was it him or not? Doesn't it seem so unlikely that he would make that visit to that hot spot to pop up in this devastated city, which is definitely under Russian occupation, but making that visit over the weekend to what? To show his troops that he's there and he's with them, and that it's a working trip, and that's why he's there. But apparently, because he was filmed driving around the city and meeting with people, the first visit to Ukraine since the war began 12 months ago. But these images that were posted, they did not look like him. So in other words, there have been rumors about his health and all of that. And there's been speculation that he could use body doubles or some kind of camera tricks. So is he using different people? And he might have been there, but there was somebody else also roaming around. Were there lookalikes that supposedly have been also popping up in Russia? Was it a lookalike or several that were there in the Ukraine city? And I kept looking at this picture I saw in the Sun and thinking, oh, is this fake? What is this? And it shows him with, he has that severe kind of chin. He has a tight chin. It's very precise, I guess I would describe it. And in the pictures, he has like a goiter almost. He's got a triple chin, and it looks like him in the face, but it definitely on some angles just does not look like him. So it's very strange. Are they circulating these pictures, and was it really him or not? And in some photos, he oddly looks very different than in other photos. Almost like a movie, right? Like in the movies where you have the fake president and the real president. I can't think of the movie. I think it was called Dave, where they had a lookalike president. So in this case, very, very different in looking at him. It could just be an aging thing. It could be nothing whatsoever, just not looking as healthy as he normally does. So regardless, the idea was to certainly show that he's out there, and he's out there for people to see him, and he's out there to push the idea of Russia's in this and in it to win and staying in Ukraine and doing what they have to do to capitalize wherever they can, including cities like that one. All right, coming up next, talking a little sports as we go to the man cave.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is sharply criticizing Democrats and the media for their portrayal of remarks he delivered over the weekend at a rally in Ohio. Trump stirred controversy by suggesting there would be a bloodbath in the event of his defeat in November's election. However, on Truth Social, he contended his words were deliberately misconstrued, clarifying that he was specifically referring to the potential devastation of the auto industry under a second Biden administration. Authorities in Nashville have discovered the bank card of Riley Strain, a Missouri student who has been missing for over a week. The card was found along the Cumberland River by two local women who have volunteered to assist in the search. The majority of Americans dismiss former President Trump's claims of immunity. According to a recent Politico magazine Ipsos survey, 70% of respondents stated they do not support U.S. presidents being shielded from criminal prosecution for alleged offenses committed while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's time to
people are talking about their brackets. If you have no idea what a bracket is, just look to the right or left of you. I'm sure somebody has one, and I'm sure they have a couple of dollars plunked down on it, and maybe it's busted, or maybe they're still in it because they had some wild predictions that helped them score some points along the way. I can't believe how many people actually dive into March Madness, and it still is very, very popular. I have to say, everywhere that I've motored around, TVs are on, people are watching when the games are on. And it's also the NCAA Women's Championship time, too. And there are lots of people that are watching the women. Frankly, not just women. Men are watching as well. And I think that there's also action, as they say, to be had on the women as well. But the March Madness is in full swing. So a couple of quick highlights from March Madness. One of the highlights is watching this Ivy League school, the upset special that I don't know how many people predicted this or not, but Princeton. Princeton coming out of the South, because, of course, there's the South, there's the Midwest, there's the West and the East. That's how the brackets are broken down. So Princeton barely beats Arizona, but they did, which was huge because they're the 15th seed. They knocked off the 2 seed in the opening round. They move into the next round, and they knock off Mizzou, 78-63. Now, on Friday, they're going to play Creighton, and this is a really fierce, fierce team. They had a pretty quick work at the tail end of their first one against North Carolina State, and then They beat Baylor, and Baylor's pretty tough, and they were able to knock off Baylor. So that should be an interesting one to watch for sure. I know we got people listening to us in Alabama, huge Bama fans. That's a really tough team. They have some what I call good runners and gunners. So they easily get through their first. Then they meet Maryland, and they easily get by Maryland, which was an eighth seed. And now Alabama is going to meet San Diego State, and that should be a fun one to watch coming out of the South too, as well. And of course, there's others that you normally would see, but you're not going to see, like Duke minus the great Krzyzewski. They beat Oral Roberts in the opener, but Tennessee had their way with Duke. The Blue Devils are no more, 65-52. And so Tennessee moves on to meet FAU. It's pretty interesting. Some of these games have been pretty exciting, that last-minute basket or foul shot that ends up sealing the deal. But in watching this, I think it was hard to predict some of what happened over the weekend. And Saturday especially, and even Sunday, was a big day. So Sunday, for example, you had Michigan State, got a ton of people listening in Michigan. Michigan State beats Marquette 69-60, and it was those final couple of minutes. We were actually watching that, and they used a very late run to advance to the Sweet 16. They got a great guard who scored 23 points at key moments when they needed him, Tyson Walker. And it's fun to see Michigan State. You think of the horrible shooting that happened up there, and this is really, really, Tom Izzo has really ignited this team and ignited the people who root for this team as well to see how far they can go. And there's always Gonzaga. They seem to find their way through the tournament. So they beat a tough TCU team 84-81 on Sunday. That was another great game to watch because, again, it came down to a second half run where it didn't look like they were going to pull it out, but they did. So those were a couple of the really, really close games. And then there were a few that were more blowouts, like, you know, Indiana and Miami. That was fun to watch, but Miami just pulled away. They had back-to-back triples, and they had a great second half of the game, so they easily won that 85-69. It's been, like I said, interesting to watch these brackets. My brackets are busted. I mean, I am limping toward the Final Four. So any bold predictions for me about what's happening in during March Madness has just washed up. I did not have Princeton. I did not have some of the others. I did have Alabama because I looked at Alabama and I thought they had a great chance to make it all the way through, and perhaps they ultimately will. But there is some magic happening for a few Cinderella teams. I'll tell you what, it's good to be the king versus Cinderella. Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner. So the NFL commissioner and the owners are expected to finalize a multi-year contract extension for the commish at next week's owners' meetings in Phoenix. And the extension, I'm sure, will be a whopper. You know how much he pulls in per year. And of course, it's always incentive laden and depends on the financial success of the league. That's how these contracts are always worded. But $40 million a year is not a bad deal for a guy who has been the commissioner for a long time. And it could be his final deal. He's 64, and some people think this will be it, that eventually, you know, he'll step away, even if he's a fitness fanatic or has incredible stamina or whatever it might be. And they're already talking about who are the candidates to step into that role. And there is no shortage of candidates, I'll tell you that. But wow. Others would say, well, you know what? You look at the deals that these teams make. You look at how ticket prices and the development of the NFL, and it makes sense if you've seen the value of the team skyrocket, and they have. So, of course, the owners love Goodell because they have skyrocketed during his time as commissioner. The Minnesota Vikings, for example, the last team to sell before Goodell took over in 2006, sold for $600 million. So think about that for a second. They sold for $600 million. Does it sound like a lot? The Denver Broncos sold for more than $4.5 billion. Yeah, that's with a B, last year. Wow. That's some big bucks, right? And then you look at the, you know, other leagues look at it, and the deals with CBS and NBC and Fox and ESPN and Amazon. So that's like a $100+ billion media rights deal. And all of that gets divvied up for all of those team owners. And then, of course, you have streaming deals with YouTube for the Sunday ticket package of games, and on and on and on and on it goes. So I don't doubt. I mean, there's not going to be any problem with a three-year extension. It has to be agreed upon, but there's no pushback on a deal. It's just a question of what does that contract look like, and you can bet it's going to be a whopper of a contract, because we have just a short amount of time in the man cave, or woe man cave, or both. The I have to mention this, because a 50-point game is such a mile marker. So Julius Randle scored 57 points for the Knicks, but they still lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 140 to 134. I mean, wow, shameful with that kind of a performance. He was so dominant in that game. I mean, there's just like no defending him. I watched a little bit of video of it. 19 for 29 from the field, 8 for 14 from three-point range. So he made all kind of personal history, and they just couldn't win it. But that was a big, big, big win for him, needless to say. But the frustration for the Knicks continues, and their fans, because they always have these players that do some spectacular things. Whether it's every couple of years you see one, or every decade there's somebody who stands out above the rest. And the Knicks are better than they have been in recent years, but 42 and 31, how far can they go? They get in, because now it's all about looking at getting in, and it seems like everybody gets into the playoffs, except for maybe the Lakers won't. But you're looking down the road, but you don't have much faith in what they can actually do. You know, it's funny. It's like, on the other hand, you look at the Warriors. They had an 11-game road skid, second longest by a defending champ, because they're defending champs. So they finally do that by beating the Rockets on Monday. The final score at the buzzer was 121 to 108, and that is the longest they've had, period. So even their star guard, Stephen Curry, said, you know, it felt good to pick up the win, but we didn't celebrate because we got to play better. You know, if that's just our eighth road victory of the season, and only the Spurs and the Pistons have fewer, we got to play better. And by the way, the Rockets are in last place in the Western Conference. But hey, a win is a win is a win, no matter what. All right, we're closing the door to the man cave. Coming up next, Joanne Butler and I have a conversation, and then we'll finish it out.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
With us now is beauty and lifestyle editor Joanne Butler. She is the guru. We are always thrilled to have her with us. She joins us with some spring beauty essentials to up your self-care game. That sounds great. Found right at the drugstore. So happy spring and thanks for coming on as always.
Hey, happy spring. Thanks for having me. So good to be with you as always.
Yeah. So where do we start?
Well, you know, since COVID, 80% of Americans have said they intend to regularly practice self-care. And many say that at-home spa rituals were their go-to self-care activity. So nothing new for me, Kate. I've always done that. And the bathroom and the shower in particular, always the place to go. And for me, it's all about the little things I can put in there to elevate, you know, my shower game. EOS is one of those things. It's spelled EOS. And they have the best, most amazing drugstore scented skincare products. And they have a new three-step cashmere skin collection that just transforms your shave routine into this luxe self-care experience. Three products in the line. First is their cashmere pre-shave scrub, and this preps your skin for the shave, which is something you should always do. So you should always exfoliate first. And this softens hair and it minimizes ingrown hairs. And then the cashmere shave butter, which just cushions your skin while you shave and protects it from any irritation and razor burn. And then lastly, the final amazing touch, the smooth body cream. This one just soothes and really deeply moisturizes your skin. And just they smell like, ugh, like just take you to another place. And they're all made with naturally moisturizing and protective butters like shea, argan, and cocoa butter. And just leave your skin super velvety, soft, and smooth, like cashmere, hence the name. Cashmere, and it keeps for 72 hours, which is also awesome. And just $7 each online and in store at Walmart.
Wow, that sounds great, actually, thinking about that. Because as you said, exfoliating, I think a lot of people skip that step and then they regret it.
Yes, 100%. But it's so, so important, because if you don't, it's like you just, you know, you're putting moisturizer or whatever on, you know, dead skin cells and it does nothing.
Yeah. So that's great. So yeah, absolutely. $7 too. What a steal. And then I know you want to tell us about some shampoo too.
Yes. And same thing here. It's all about exfoliating. You know, the change of season can really bring changes to your hair and your scalp. And just like you take care of your face and your body, you have to do the same thing for your scalp and exfoliate, remove those dead skin cells, because that's really the key to great hair. And just like you said, most people don't do it, especially on their head. They don't realize that, you know, and you should address dandruff too. A lot of people have it, and exfoliating for that is super, super important. And Neutrogena, of course, makes the best stuff, you know, sold right over the counter at the drugstore, super affordable. And we have here the Neutrogena Scalp Therapy Anti-Dandruff Scalp Buildup Control Shampoo. It's a mouthful. But this is a scalp buildup control shampoo that uses 2.5% salicylic acid and apple cider vinegar, which, if you know about that, it's like natural magic for so many ailments and things. And the two of these things together, the salicylic acid and the apple cider vinegar, really control scalp flaking from dandruff and actually breaks down the buildup, starts working from the very first time you use it, and it keeps working actually even after you rinse it out. So you shampoo, you rinse it out, and it's still working. And it's sulfate, alcohol, dye, and paraben-free. And this is $11 at Walmart and actually all drugstores. And it smells like apple. Smells yummy.
Ooh, what a steal. And you're right about apple cider vinegar. Oh, so powerful.
Oh, it really is. Really is.
Yeah. Well, this is great stuff to start off spring. Joanne Butler, as always, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Love talking to you. Happy, happy spring. And
you
happy
too. Self-care. Thank you.
It is the first day of spring, and boy, that was a good deal. So if you guys were listening and you have some women in your life, or there were products that men could use there, it's not a bad deal. That whole idea of self-care, I mean, really, who's thinking about that? More people, like she said, during the pandemic, and has that really bounced out since the pandemic. They have a thing called goblin mode. Look up that word. It's in the dictionary, which is ridiculous, right? But goblin mode, which means you're hanging out in your sweats. You're not worried. You're not worried about really trimming up that beard too much. And you're not worried about what you're putting in your hair. And the same thing with a lot of women, because it's still kind of that hangover from, wait, weren't we just hibernating? All right, to recap what we talked about at the top of the show, this is a big story. And this is one they're talking about in your backyard and mine. The U.S. Capitol Police are taking precautions in case their demonstrations over a possible indictment of the former president, Donald Trump. So the Senate Sergeant at Arms said they're doing that. They're doing that in New York as well. Trump on Saturday indicated that he thought he's going to be arrested on Tuesday, saying it was illegal leaks in the Manhattan District Attorney's office that led him to believe that, and he called for supporters to protest. Now, the DA's office hasn't really said, they haven't indicated that he's going to be indicted, and we don't know if there are going to be these developments on Tuesday or not. The next scheduled grand jury date is on Wednesday, and of course, the grand jury in New York is investigating a hush money payment to adult film actor Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. A potential indictment of the former prez would focus on falsified business records. That's supposedly the issue here. But his lawyer, Trump's lawyer says that the actions weren't a crime and that the former president was following the advice of his then lawyer, Michael Cohen, when he signed off on the payments. But they're not taking any chances in Washington. They're not taking any chances in New York. Obviously, they think it's serious because they're monitoring it. They're setting up barriers and they're watching just in case. And so there is no leak that tells law enforcement whether they're going to see this or not. So it's a question of just being prepared. Despite what they call red tide and this crazy sargasm, wild seaweed floating to the Atlantic side of Florida. And the red tide, of course, is that algae bloom that pops up here and there and kills fish and makes you cough, and there's no way that you're hanging out on the beach or swimming in it. Despite all that, it was still a crowded house in the Sunshine State when it came to spring breakers, and there still are people that are on spring break. A lot of people had spring break last week, though. So Tampa International Airport smashed all of its all-time record for the number of travelers in a single day. Busiest day in airport history was Sunday, March 19th. So what does the busiest day look like? 90,300 passengers went through TSA checkpoints. Wow, that's a lot, isn't it? And if you compare it to the last couple of years, like they say, in 2019, there was about 87,000 passengers on the busiest day. So it was pretty high that day, too. But normally, they wouldn't see that, that amount of people. Because if you compare it to 2022, you know how much they saw? Like 5,000. 5,000. Daily. They were kind of seeing 5,000 daily. So that is a crowded airport. Perfect thing to leave you with. There was some video that the family of Bruce Willis put out on the World Wide Web. And the video shows his former wife, Demi Moore, and his kids with Demi Moore, and then his current wife and the kids that they have in a video singing happy birthday to Bruce Willis, who celebrates his 68th birthday. And it was a big moment because he's diagnosed with dementia. They said they wanted to share it because you could see his excitement and understanding, and people are concerned about him. So it's his first birthday since his family publicly shared that he'd been diagnosed with dementia, and specifically a disorder caused by degeneration of the frontal or temporal lobes of the brain. It was nice to see him smiling and with his family. Dementia is a tough thing. We've talked to several authors who have dealt with it with family members. We've had physicians on to talk about it. And I know I had a great aunt who had it, and it was very, very sad to watch her demise. But she had moments of clarity, and it was great to hang out with Aunt Dot when she did. On that note, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. A shout out to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.